Ace Podcast.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. I'm Craig.
I'm Aaron.
And we are coming to you from the Lee Berry Studios just outside of Nashville.
You know what, Craig?
What?
When this episode airs, we will know who our next president is going to be.
We will.
But right now, we don't.
We don't know.
I mean, I got a good idea, but,
but
it's not official.
We don't know.
I just think it's interesting that tomorrow, when this episode hits the air...
It's no more interesting than if we were recording this on the 24th of December and I said tomorrow's Christmas.
Well, what if it's like the Al Gore Bush election?
And it gets dragged we won't know for like 17 years.
Something like that.
Kind of felt like it. What if they had more hanging chads?
I don't
dangling
know.
Dangling chads.
That always made me uncomfortable.
It made me uncomfortable because why is Florida still using things that, like hole punches?
Well, I trust those more than I trust voting machines.
Why can't
machines?
We use... No, I'm saying the way they do it, like poking a hole through it. Why don't they use like those bingo markers? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I know, I was going to say, that's who I want.
But we got some strange stories.
We have some strange stories.
And the first one, I'd like to thank our friends over at Don't Wake the Kids podcast. They sent us this story.
Don't wake them.
We got a lot of, you know what, a lot of our stories this week came from listeners and friends in the podcast world.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I guess they're trying to tell us something.
Thanks, everybody that's helped us.
You think they're telling us that we don't pick good stories?
Thank you, Keith, Sean, Don't Wake the Kids, Craig. Oh, wait, you're not a friend of the show. You're actually part of the show.
I'm actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could read the story now or I could. Either way, somebody needs to.
Headline is, woman passes gas during surgery, suffers burns, causes fire in operating room.
Does that qualify for the music? Whoa.
So Japanese media reported that the patient in her 30s was having a form of laser surgery on her cervix at the Tokyo Medical University Hospital. That's my Tokyo accent.
That's nice.
It's a Tokyo.
I'm sure the people listening in Japan will be real happy to hear that.
University Hospital. You got to say it like you're angry. They're not angry. They just talk that way.
They don't really sound that angry.
But the woman let one rip during her op.
During her op?
I think that's short for operation.
I would think so. How do you know during her OP?
And the wind believed to have ignited the laser.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
We can do a YouTube video because I got a laser.
You want to test it?
I got a laser. I got that laser engraver.
Yeah, you
and
got a laser.
It'll actually burn stuff. You found it. Remember?
The resulting fire.
You
want
to talk about that moment?
Left her with
you don't
serious
want to talk about it at
burns.
All? You start. You just gonna keep
too much.
I want to go to Japan. You know why?
Why?
Well, I actually don't want to go to Japan because it's a long.
Yeah, but
long
I'd like
trip.
To go.
But I want to go for all the electronic goodies. Like, I'll find the cool electronic stuff and the games and stuff. And,
yeah.
And all those vending machines. You seen their vending machines?
Yes. You can get anything in a vending machine over there.
I think they actually sell you in
jewelry.
They sell you in a vending machine over there.
You can get a game.
Games. They have rice vending machines. They
movies?
Have, like, seafood vending machines. They have, like, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah. You can get a Toyota.
Yeah, out of a vending machine.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this woman supposedly let one rip during her operation. And the gas believed to have ignited the laser. That's not very good English, but that's what it says.
That really, really, really changes the term pew-pew.
Pew-pew.
No.
Pew-pew.
Pew.
The resulting fire left her with serious burns to much of her body, including her waist and her legs.
Well, you think that there would be a plan for that.
You think that really happened, or you think something went wrong with the laser, and they just said, we tell everybody she broke wings. She had gashi fati.
Okay, you know... Calm it down on the accents.
I need to call
we have people in Japan that listen.
She fine.
Okay? We have people in Japan that listen, and they don't appreciate your attitude.
What that smell?
Okay. I think you need to dial it down a little.
The incident happened in the hospitals.
I would just like to say to all of our Japanese friends that I love you very much, and I would never ever treat you that way.
Okay. Can you read the name of the hospital ward?
The hospital ward?
Shinjuku. It's a Shinjuku.
They have cool words in Japan.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Shinjuku.
See, we try to do the voice. We can't do it. But we can tell them. Though. We Shinjuku. Do love their stuff, man. They got some cool stuff.
But the details have only emerged recently following an investigation into the flames.
They were investigating. They went into the flames to investigate.
Get in there quick before it burns out.
I'm going in.
A committee of experts.
I don't think I'd want to go into those flames.
No,
definitely
gas flames.
Definitely a blue flame.
I just had a flashback to Dumb and Dumber. A committee of experts examined the case and released a report about the incident. Their findings showed that no flammable materials were in the operating theater during the surgery. The report also stated that there was no fault of the equipment used, so it had to be gas. It read,
When
the patient's intestinal gas leaked.
You want a little space in there before you can take that out? Finish story. I think it's the fact that you're not just doing the accent. You're doing like a caricature from the 50s or the 40s. I think that's what's going to get us in trouble.
The report stated that there was no fault with the equipment used. It read, when the patient's intestinal gas leaked into the space of the operating room, it ignited with the irradiation of the laser and the burning spread, eventually reaching the surgical drape and causing the fire.
That sounded like some slapstick comedy.
That's a very serious gas.
That was like a Three Stooges thing or something. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Craig.
Who doesn't like a nightclub?
Me?
Me too. I'm the same way.
I'd rather be at home in front of the television.
But what if they had a television in the middle of the nightclub?
Nope. I'd rather be on my sofa.
What if they had a guy that was pooping in the middle of the nightclub?
I definitely wouldn't want to be there for that. Oh. Why do you bring that up?
Well, because of this story that's coming up. Poopsie Bellows.
Oh, you're talking about Bootsie Bellows?
Yeah, the place is called Bootsie Bellows, but now it's called, by the locals, Poopsie Bellows. Patrons.
All right, stop right there. Hang on.
Patrons clear Aspen Nightclub after dancer lets loose.
Oh, good. And we're not talking about
see
like
what they did
John
there?
Travolta.
That's right. An Aspen Nightclub found itself in a stinky situation early Sunday morning.
Oh, boy.
Again, can we just underscore how much we love the way they write this stuff?
Oh, boy.
Dozens of patrons fled Bootsie Bellows after a Halloween party rug cutter.
What?
Rug cutter, a dancer.
A rug cutter.
No, he wasn't from the installation company. He was actually he was cutting a rug.
Getting the carpet replaced.
No. Well, they did afterwards, I'm sure. Why would there be carpet on the dance floor?
There's not.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. That's what you just said.
Whatever.
Anyway, after a Halloween party, rug cutter defecated on the dance floor.
Fecal surprise.
Fecal surprise.
Fecal surprise.
Prompting club owner Andrew Sandler to declare on Facebook, I have a message for the Phantom Crapper. Have you no shame, sir or madam? Sandler was actually flying over the Pacific Ocean en route to Thailand when he was bombarded with electronic messages giving him the soup. The soup.
Somebody making soup?
Yeah, kinda. My iPad starts blowing up, Sandler said on Monday. I'm getting these text messages, and one of my gal pals says someone pooped on the dance floor and everybody fled. Sandler and his associates did not know who the culprit was as of Monday.
I don't know what's funnier, the fact that he used gal power that somebody pushed on the dance floor.
Bootsie Bellows employees said approximately 75 patrons were at the club when the bowel movement occurred at approximately 12:45 a.m.
I've seen some crappy dancers in my time, yeah. But this takes the cake.
That was a move. They did not contact the Aspen Police Department.
Why not?
I don't know. And they declined to go into particulars about the incident with the Aspen Times.
Look, we're not going into particulars here. Somebody just
Sandler, however, seized the opportunity to share what he knew.
They're going into particulars.
Yeah, yeah. He seized the opportunity to share what he knew. What can you do? He said. The club's general manager, Andy Papani, didn't appear to sense much humor in the episode. Maybe it's because, according to what he said on Sandler's Facebook thread, I literally had to pick up poo with my hands and bleach the poop off the dance floor.
That's disgusting.
Another person who was at Bootsie Bellows commented, I think the real story here is this place is called Bootsie Bellows.
And in the headline, it's Poopsie.
Yeah, Poopsie Pillows.
Oh, huge pillow.
I don't want to stay at that hotel. Another person who was at the Bootsie Bellows commented, nothing to tell other than everyone on the dance floor was hit with a smell at the same time and started moving to the front. And we all turned around to see what was making us gag. Disgusting.
And the DJ suddenly dropped some Lynyrd Skynyrd. Ooh, that smell.
Oh, that's going to show up somewhere, isn't it? C.J. Oliver, the city's environmental health director, said human feces can be a health concern at daycare centers, but this was the first he had heard of it happening at an Aspen nightclub or restaurant. Well, he's not paying attention, probably.
No, that probably is the first time it's happened.
It might be. While Aspen police weren't officially notified, they had gotten a whiff of the story over the weekend. I've heard a few anecdotes about this, said Assistant Police Chief Bill Lynn, and it sounded pretty nasty.
Get in here.
If a crime was committed, it could be indecent exposure, he said.
So let me tell you, Buster, poop in here one more time, and I'll butter your necktie. I got this one. You know why?
Because it was you?
I could have done this, but it would have been a Coke bottle.
Yeah. No, because you don't drink soft drinks.
That's true, but it had to have been orange juice, and that would have just been a plastic thing that would have bounced off somebody.
Or been a Buster bar.
So, ooh.
We can't go without talking about Dairy Queen. We're excited. Oh, Dairy Queen opened up in our town.
It's a big day in our little town.
Big town.
This is a small
big
town.
Big town. Small town. Big day. Big day for Dairy Queen.
Big day. Small town.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be honest. I am on a sugar high right now.
Yeah, you really
I've
are.
I've had a lot of stuff today.
We had to report. We had to actually go to Dairy Queen.
I went straight there. Straight away.
You were early.
I went straight away. I went in there. I said,
"What you got for breakfast?"
I said, give me some peanut butter parfait now. I don't even know what that accent was, but I was there. And then I went back for lunch, and then I went back and got it.
What, I just had dinner. I had dinner.
You had dinner?
Yeah.
And ice cream.
Dessert.
And you're going back?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've wasted a lot of time talking about Dairy Queen. Once you talk about a man that throws a beer bottle, it's big news for us.
Yeah.
People listening are going, what's the big deal?
I mean, our town is a small town.
Yeah.
And
every time we get something new, we get excited.
A new restaurant like Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
And I remember when I first moved to this small town about 20 years ago, there was a Dairy Queen.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
It was a brazier.
You remember when we first got electricity up here?
Nope.
You should. You're old enough.
That's not even funny.
Do you remember when they got running water and stuff like that?
Okay. Headline
tell everybody, hey, real quick. I'm being serious. Real quick. Tell the listeners about the day the last dinosaur died.
Headline is, man throws beer bottle at bartender for putting on Christmas music.
Was it you?
You know what? I can't blame the guy. If I was a bar attendant,
bartender.
If I was a patron at a bar, if I went to bars,
a customer.
Yeah. If I was a patron,
how long is it gonna take you to explain this? If you were drinking at a bar,
if I was at a bar,
and you start hearing Christmas music,
I'd throw something. At least
you're a horrible person.
A man in Madison, Wisconsin was arrested after he threw a beer bottle at a bartender who changed music in the bar from Black Sabbath to a Christmas tune.
Well, wait a minute. There might be more to the story here. Black Sabbath was more conducive to drink.
He went from Black Sabbath to White Christmas.
Well, don't you think? Ooh.
See?
Do you think that Black Sabbath's probably more conducive for drinking, though?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So he probably was upset because it was Ozzy. Right?
Sharon! Here we go with the Aussies again. Officers came to Farm Tavern Bar.
I wonder if there's a Black Sabbath Christmas song out there somewhere.
Gotta be. I know there's an Aussie Christmas song.
An Australian one? See what you did.
See what you did.
You said Aussie and then.
Officers came to Farm Tavern Bar just before 4 p.m. last Thursday over a report of a disturbance and determined the suspect left the bar.
I'm out of here.
That's good police work.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah.
Where is he? He's not here. Okay, I'm telling you, he left.
I'm officer, and this is officer. We're looking for the man that threw the bottle. Oh, he's gone.
Okay, that's our report. An officer spoke to many of the bar patrons and identified the suspect as Christopher
Kringle.
I sound like I've been to the bar. Yeah,
Christopher Kringle.
This will be a good time to let everybody know. You're sugared up, and I'm on cold medicine.
He is on cold medicine.
So
we're not drinkers. He's on cold medicine.
This may not be one of our best
episodes. This is a family-friendly show.
This is either going to be our best episode to date, or it may not be good at all.
And the best part is we're not going to remember any of it. We're going to have to listen to it to hear what happened.
Okay. An officer spoke to many of the patrons of the bar and identified the suspect as Christopher.
You missed the whole bit there. An officer spoke to many patrons of the bar and identified the suspect as Christopher Gambeck.
That's what I was just saying.
Calling him intoxicated and violent, according to police.
Yeah. The 33-year-old was upset because the bartender changed the music in the bar from Black Sabbath to Christmas
music.
That
was at the first paragraph. Why is it repeating that again?
I didn't write the story, Craig. I just read it. We don't make up the weird news. We just make the weird news weirder.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what I just said. Other patrons in the bar prevented Gambach from going behind
the
counter.
Put the NyQuil down.
Wait a minute. I did miss a whole paragraph.
Can you start this whole sentence, this whole story over?
No. Gambach chugged his glass.
Gambach? I don't know how you say it. I just messed with you.
Gambach chugged his glass bottle of Budweiser beer, slammed it down on the counter, according to the police. He threw the bottle of beer in the direction of the female bartender's head.
Oh, that's not right.
After he yelled expletives at her. Expletives!
Incoming expletives.
Other patrons in the bar prevented Gambach from going behind the counter as he circled the bar with his fist clenched, according to the release. This guy gets it. See, I feel the same way when I hear Christmas music.
He threw it at a girl. That's just not right. I mean, at least if it was the guy bartender, he could have come around taking, giving the guy a what for.
You know who saved the day?
Who?
His uncle.
The guy's uncle?
His uncle eventually intervened and directed Gambach to the door. He left the bar, but pulled down a Christmas tree and broke several delicate ornaments. You know, it's way early for Christmas. We hadn't had Thanksgiving yet.
Have you seen the Kiefer Sutherland video where he dives onto the tree?
Yes, but he asked permission.
I know. He asked the guy, okay, our listeners need to watch this. This is great. He goes, because I don't think there's any language in it or anything. Nah. He goes, hey, can I jump on your tree? I think he pays the guy.
I don't know.
He goes, I'm a pirate. and he just jumps and bear hugs the tree.
If I remember, I will put that video on our page. Police came to his residence and he rushed towards officers, the release said. He was threatened with a taser before he was taken into custody.
Wait, Rush? I thought it was Black Sabbath.
He said gender-based obscenities toward a female officer before he was taken. This guy sounds like a winner.
This guy sounds like he...
Winner Christmas dinner.
He had more than just a beer.
He had a bad holiday attitude is what he had.
Hey, do you like a good story about somebody shooting themselves in the foot?
Yeah. I always think of Barney Fife.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. That's why he only had one bullet.
Yeah. And he
never got to keep it in the gun.
No, he didn't. Because he nipped it in the bud.
Ange. Okay, so this is... You like a good story about a guy that shoots himself in the foot while trying to battle a raccoon?
Well, I like a good story about anybody battling raccoons.
Yeah. Raccoons are cute, but they're vicious little things.
Well, they are cute little things, and there's a funny commercial
out. You don't go near them. Kids, we're telling you right now.
No.
You don't go near them. They also carry some lousy parasites.
Like rabid.
They're nasty.
Yeah.
No, not just rabid, not just rabies.
Some people have pet raccoons.
I know, but those are probably from babies raised. But even the raccoons, they carry parasites.
I want a pet raccoon.
Because you want a parasite?
I want a cockatoo. I want to watch it dance in the little mirror.
We talked about that already.
I know, but I'm just bringing it back
anyway,
up again.
U.S. Park Police accidentally shoots own foot in battle with raccoon.
How do they know that the raccoon didn't shoot him in the foot?
Was anyone there?
It was a battle.
That does sound like a battle.
Yeah.
Lines were drawn.
Yeah.
A U.S. Park Police officer had to be transported to a D.C. hospital early Thursday afternoon after he was attacked by a raccoon and accidentally shot himself in the foot while trying to fend off the animal, according to a police statement.
I wish I could have seen this fight.
The encounter happened about noon on Horse Stable Road in the upper part of Rock Creek Park near St. John's College High School. That's a contradiction. College High School. Which is it?
Really?
Well, the kids couldn't really get... They weren't smart enough to get into college, so we just called the high school the college.
Their football team played college football in high school.
We just figured that the paperwork would go on for so long they'd graduate. The officer was transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. According to the Park Police statement, the raccoon was dispatched by another officer at the scene. Animal control officials were then contacted to retrieve the carcass. Always dispatched.
Somebody needs to come get this body.
Oh, man. Dispatched.
You think there's a little chalk outline with a fuzzy tail?
Why did I say dispatched? Is that supposed to make it candy-coated somehow?
I think it is.
Why did they say they shot him?
They dispatched him to another street.
No explanation was given for what prompted the raccoon to attack the wounded officer. It was because the raccoons are crazy.
Yeah, they are.
The species, common in Rock Creek Park and other wooded areas, is typically a nocturnal hunter.
That species is common all over the place.
Yeah, though according to the Humane Society of the United States, daytime activity is not necessarily a cause for alarm. Well, I've seen the cute videos with them walking up stealing the cat food.
Yeah, and we keep cat food on our deck, and they'll come up here and...
Have you seen where the doofus walks up and tries to like hand it some food and the thing bites the crap out of it?
Can I say bites the crap out of it?
Can I say that?
I don't know if you can say doofus. What if you?
Oh, this one makes me sad.
What if you were playing a slot machine, and it said jackpot? You've won $43 million. How would you feel?
I would be pretty excited.
Did you see the selfie the girl took with?
No,
there's a selfie. She's all smiles.
I haven't seen it, but I'm going to be honest. We're going to have fun with the story.
Yeah.
But this makes me sad.
It's not right,
especially as lame as the response was from the casino.
Headline is, woman showed $43 million jackpot at New York City casino was told that the slot machine had malfunctioned.
You didn't win $43 million. No, no. That's a It's a malfunction.
We'd like to treat you to a drink from the bar, though, free of charge.
Oh, my gosh. They were going to give her like a steak dinner or something.
It's a woman who appeared to win a life-changing $42.9 million jackpot at the New York City casino is threatening to sue after being told the big payout she was shown was simply the result of a malfunction. You know, I would probably lean towards her side on this one.
Oh, I totally would.
And I'm not big on lawsuits. I think there's way too many lawsuits flying around.
But these guys could throw her a million.
Easy.
And they wouldn't. Yeah. Easy. They could throw her $1 million, $2 million, and not even bat an eye.
No.
But and I appreciate they're in a business.
Yeah.
They're also in a scummy business
that
preys on people who can't control themselves.
Like this woman.
Well, this woman and, you know,
Katrina Bookman.
Let's finish the story, then we'll dive into
it. Wow, it was a penny slot. I don't know if I guess that's
you
win like $10 as the jackpot on a penny slot.
So how many times do you turn on your Mac or a PC?
Never. I never turn on a PC.
Okay, but you turn on a I'm saying for whoever's listening. And you're expecting it to. Okay, let's say you got a Macintosh.
Okay, I do.
So you open. I know you open up your Mac.
It's right there.
And you turn. Okay, can I finish?
It's sitting you gotta right beside
are you.
Are
you done?
Okay.
Okay. So let's finish your story.
Hey.
I got loud.
Wow.
Okay, so you've got a Macintosh computer, right?
Yeah.
So you turn it on and you expect it's going to bring up the Macintosh operating system.
Right.
If you open Word, if you open Photoshop, you expect it to open up those things.
Exactly.
It's a computer.
Yeah.
You expect a slot machine, which has also been coded with, you know, programming language, that it's going to calculate a certain way and it's going to do what it's supposed to do every single time.
Right.
I never, ever once turn on my Mac at home and it turns into like a 50-inch TV.
No.
I never turn it on and suddenly it's a time machine. It's the same thing. It does what it's supposed to do every single time I turn it on. Now, it might fail, but it's never going to fail in a way. So if you tell a slot machine you give away this much money, there's a top level, then how the heck does it decide, although here's a conspiracy theory, unless it's becoming self-aware.
Ooh, that's scary.
But how would a slot machine, especially a penny one, say, oh, you know what, $43 million, it's good, you can have it.
Okay, well, Katrina Bookman was...
I know I trailed off there, but it's just really... my point is that they can't say it's a malfunction.
Well, they did.
Well, I guess you're right. I guess they can't say that, actually.
Katrina Bookman was playing the penny slot machine at Queens Resort World Casino in August when it displayed the message that read, printing cash ticket, $42,949,642.76. She even took a selfie next to the screen
That's
to celebrate.
Sad.
But when it's kind of funny.
Well, it's sad because she was so excited you had to break her heart. You know.
But when Bookman tried to collect, the casino told her it was all a big mistake and she was only owed the $2.25 balance she had on the machine. Machine malfunctions are rare, and we would like to extend our apologies to Ms. Bookman. But no more money. We're just extending apologies.
I just want to know how do they justify that?
I don't know.
That number comes out of like a random...
If
they would say not a malfunction, but it was an error in programming. It had the wrong image on it. It had something, the program was wrong. Not it randomly decided to give you $42 million.
The New York State Gaming Commission investigated and said the bogus payout was clearly a display malfunction. The machine.
Okay, now that's different.
That is different.
The machine, a display malfunction is different, but it printed out a ticket saying that she had
so
that
So instead
money.
Of like a point, it could have been a comma. You know,
well, this is saying the display, but it also said that it printed a ticket, did it not?
Yeah, it did print a ticket.
So it's not just a display problem.
The machine was taken out of service, repaired, and put back a day later.
Where it gave away $60 billion to someone else.
The machine's maximum payout is $6,500. Resort work. Well, then that's what they should have given her.
They've said that.
Yeah.
They've said they should give her the max. That's what her lawyers wanted. If you finish the story.
Oh, okay.
The machine maximum payout.
Resorts World tells the Associated Press that the Gaming Commission told it the casino cannot legally pay Bookman even that amount because a malfunction voids all plays under state law. Uh-oh. She's going to take it to the Supreme Court.
What's
going to have to happen. However, the Gaming Commission told the AP that there are no rules barring Resorts World from offering Bookman money to resolve the situation, even though she didn't win anything.
So as long as the paperwork says this is a gift versus this, that's stupid.
That's how they need to handle this. That's how they need to handle it.
You didn't finish. There was more.
Well, there's nothing interesting left. Resorts World said Bookman printed out a voucher ticket to receive her $225 balance on the machine, but her lawyer disputes that. Alan Ripka Alan Ripka sent a letter to the casino demanding it resolve what he describes as a terrible situation. The casino responded that the machine's manufacturer should be held liable.
Okay, so let's break this down.
Okay,
so
bring it down.
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
You got one group that says, oh, no, it's illegal. You can't do that because we make stupid laws.
Right.
Another group says, oh, that was a malfunction. We don't need to pay it. Oh, wait, you should blame the manufacturer of the machine. So you got three people pointing fingers at each other.
Yeah.
And this poor woman would probably be happy if they just threw her $6,000.
Absolutely.
And well, not happy, but she would be probably more understandable. Yeah. Because I don't think the story mentions it, but I'm pretty sure they offered her a steak dinner or something.
Yeah, they did, because that was under her little selfie on the story.
So I don't understand, again, there's enough corruption in that whole industry and in the city that I can't imagine someone can't work this out somewhere.
$6,000 would probably make it
throw a million bucks. Throw a million bucks.
There you go.
I mean, seriously, these guys are making, you know, it's easy for me to say. I'm not
spending, jackpot.
It's not my money, but I just think that. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Craig.
Do you remember when we were in high school?
Oh, barely.
Yeah. You remember when you worked at Taco Bell and you used to practice your martial arts kicks on customers when they come in?
I think you've got me confused with SK.
No. Anyway, Taco Bell employee.
Yeah.
Assaults customer.
Right.
With martial arts kick.
Wow.
Yep.
So he was kung fu fighting.
Well, everybody was kung fu fighting.
Dude was quick as lightning.
Yeah. I think he was fast as lightning.
Whatever.
But he was kung fu fighting. I think everybody started doing it.
Yeah.
Police arrested. Now that's going to show up somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Police arrested a fast food employee after he allegedly took an unruly customer outside and then assaulted him.
At least he had the manners to take
him outside. Yes. And assaulted him using martial arts style kicks. Just after 4 p.m., a 64-year-old man walked into a Taco Bell.
Good grief. I wonder how old the employee was.
We're going to find out. Upset that his order wasn't correct. I mean, that happens how many times a day at Taco Bell?
I don't eat Taco Bell.
And began creating a disturbance, according to Salt Lake Police. While getting his money back, some very strong words were exchanged, according to Salt Lake. Yeah, right. Robot.
Weightlifting.
Those two words.
Oh.
You're not good at this game.
Wait. Lifting?
You're really bad. While getting his money back, some very strong words were exchanged. Yeah, you palooka. Give me my money back. Oh, yeah, old man.
I'll buddy your necktie.
Yeah, okay, old man. According to Salt Lake City jail report, as the customer left, employee Dwayne Massey, 23.
That's old man Massey's boy.
Uh-huh. Clocked out.
He clocked out.
And I'm getting off the clock.
I'm clocking out and taking you out back, buddy.
And went outside to continue the argument, which became physical, the report says. An employee who saw what was happening ran outside to try to calm everyone down. Everybody just calm down.
I got some Cinnamon Krispies for everybody, okay?
I get some nachos and everybody be happy.
Don't make me call the chihuahua.
But she was allegedly shoved by the customer. So this 64-year-old man's asking for trouble.
So Massey, I think, did the right thing. Why'd they arrest him?
He was salty.
He was taking care of his little girl worker.
That prompted Massey to punch the man, followed by several kicks to the face and body.
I can see this happening. Hi-ya!
Massey continued to kick and punch the victim while on the ground. That was what happened. He went Negan on the guy. Massey continued to punch and kick the victim while he was on the ground, the report states. The man had a PICC line in his arm. That's one of those things they use for chemo and stuff.
That's terrible.
And it ruptured and caused an artery to bleed. So basically, imagine just having like an IV line in you.
Yeah.
And somebody rips it out or you accidentally, that's kind of a fear. You're like, oh, rip that thing. It's going to,
Yeah.
And this guy, so basically, salty old guy.
Yep.
Starts mouthing off to Massey. They get into a little scuff outside. But the dude's got the guy's basically saying, I'm going to die anyway. Come at me.
Come at me, bro.
Why does everybody talk like Doug?
He was probably cranky because he had just gotten done with chemotherapy.
He
shouldn't have pushed the young lady, number one.
It may not have been chemo either because he obviously had a lot of energy.
That's true.
I don't know.
No, maybe he didn't.
Maybe he was just wearing the line for fashion.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Maybe it
turned to the left. Right. The customer was rushed into surgery at a local hospital due to the bleeding because they ripped the thing out.
Ugh.
He was, ruptured. He also was treated for severe bruising to his face because he got to the head a bunch of times. After the incident, Massey went home where officers later booked him. Book him, Dano. Into the jail for investigation on aggravated assault. Massey reported that he is a second-degree green belt.
Oh, scary.
In a Thai-style fighting. It was not immediately known Wednesday whether the customer who was upset with his order and allegedly shoved an employee would face charges. I'll tell you one thing.
What?
Taco Bell's going to be handing out some free tacos to somebody.
You know
what?
This old man should be eating Taco Bell anyway. That's probably what got
him. I'm not his doctor.
That's probably why he had the PICC line.
So what you just unpacked here is that if you eat Taco Bell, you get cancer.
I did not say that.
That's probably not that far off.
I didn't say
that. You don't
that.
Like Taco Bell. You're anti-Taco Bell.
I do not like Taco Bell.
You love it.
I don't.
I saw a video of you driving yourself to Taco Bell.
Okay, whatever.
You actually did a dash cam video driving to Taco Bell. Is that what happened? Did something bad happen to you?
No,
did you go to a bad place?
No, I just didn't. I don't like Taco Bell.
Why did you go there to eat?
I've eaten there before.
Remember, Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Okay, let's go to...
You run for the border?
Let's go.
How many more Taco Bell things can we do?
Remember the...
Remember Taco Tico?
Taco Tuesday.
Ah, ooh.
Okay.
Okay, that does it for another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone.
Yeah, but before we leave, I'd like to give a shout-out. Do you care? I'd like to shout-out...
Do I have a choice?
No, actually you don't.
Oh, then why are you asking me then?
I'd like to shout out to our friends over at Seriously Casual Podcast.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah. So when you get done listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone, go check out our friends over at Seriously Casual.
Hey, I listened to those guys the other day.
Yeah.
They were so seriously casual.
They were.
They were so casual, I felt overdressed.
You are overdressed.
I guess so, because they were so casual.
And we're also, you may have noticed that our podcast starts a little differently than it used to because we've got the Ace Podcast.
That's right.
Little thing there. We're part of the Ace Podcast Network now, along with some other cool dudes like the Beardy Five.
Yeah.
You ever listen to the Beardy Five?
Yeah.
That's those guys I like. They kind of have our same sense of humor, and they read their favorite lists of five things or just top fives, you know. But it's a good podcast. I enjoy it. And I'm happy to be part of the Ace Podcast Network.
That's right. And let's not forget our friends in Australia.
Oh, you're talking about Undiscovered Rock Radio.
Undiscovered Rock Radio.
With Drop D.
Drop D.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Please forgive us for our terrible Australian accents. We've said it before.
Forgive us for any accent that's done on this show.
I hope you don't get angry, mate.
It's not from a bad place. It's from a fun place.
No, we have fun. We laugh.
Fun?
We joke.
You can make fun of Aaron's stupid Southern accent.
Sure. Everybody does. Even Craig does that.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a stupid accent probably, but...
Nah.
No, I'm just stupid.
Whatever.
Hey, okay. You know what that means?
Time's up.
It's over.
It's out.
For listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.